Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, the 23rd day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email to sponsor future programs, and we truly, greatly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ephraim Epstein of Congregation Sons of Israel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Epstein slowly reciting over three daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with their chapters 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Epstein, who I believe we had back in mid-June, right before we started this new segment of having a conversation with the guest rabbi to learn more about his wonderful community in South New Jersey. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Epstein.
Thank you very much, and Shalom Aleichem. It is my honor to share a couple of words of Chizuk. In the parsha that we're going to be reading this week, it says in the beginning of chapter 24, Perek Chaf Dalet, of Abraham Zakein Ba Bayamim, Abraham grew more mature, older, into his years. Hashem Berach is Abraham Bakol. And Hashem blessed everything unto Abraham. Hashem blessed Abraham Bakol. What does it mean that Hashem blessed Abraham with everything? So we know Abraham's life was filled with blessing in so many ways. He was the first to discover Hashem. His life was filled with miracles. But his life also was permeated with chesed, with loving kindness, hachnasas orchim, the welcoming of guests that we saw in Parshas Vayera. And everywhere he turned, his life was filled with chesed. Rabbi Lopiansky brings in his recent book, Golden Apples, that what it means that Abraham was blessed with everything was that who he was in its entirety. In other words, what he did became who he was. And when what he did became who he was, that was how it was able to be transmitted to subsequent generations. And why we find with Yitzchak and Rivka a house filled with chesed as well. Our goal and our task is to not only do what we do, but to make what we do who we are. The challenge is that during these pandemic times, it's not easy. We're not able to do hachnasas orchim the way we were before and the way we will be, Be'ezer Hashem, when it concludes. We're not able to visit with people in the hospitals the way that we were and that if we would need to when it concludes. So what are we supposed to do? One answer is the power of the word. At the time that we spent so much time at home, we learned how to daven not in shul. The power of every single word said in our davening. Additionally, the power of words that we say one to another, we should take incredibly seriously. For as Shlomo HaMelech says, Chayim v'mavis biyad halashon. Life and death are in the hands of the tongue. We can build someone's day, or God forbid, knock down someone's day by what we say. And I believe that during this time period, it is imperative and incumbent upon us to find a mitzvah that we're able to make our own. And let it be a mitzvah with words. And one that I was thinking of is the most common blessing that we recite, Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro. If we would take this blessing incredibly seriously, The simple meaning, shahakol, again the word kol, shahakol, everything, niya, came into existence, bidvaro, with Hashem's utterance, with Hashem's word, so to speak. It can also mean, shahakol, that everything in our lives, niya bidvaro, also is created by a word. And therefore, let's take our word seriously, let's take our blessings seriously, and let's make sure that we take this with us long after the pandemic is history. At this time, I am going to continue with the Tehillim. If you're following along, it's Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. We begin. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonoi Roi Loechsar, Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei Mnuchos Yenahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev Yalcheni B'Maglei Tzedek V'Ma'an Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Tzolmoves, Lo Ira Rak Yatoim Adi, Shivtecha U'Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni, Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorroi. Tishanta b'shemen roshi kosi revayo. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yamei chayai. V'shavti b'veis adonoi li'orech yamim. We now move to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shila Malos. Esoenai el Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonoi, Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonoi Shomrecha, Adonoi Tzilecha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka B'Yoreach B'Layla, Adonoi Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonoi Yishmor Tzeisecha Uvoecha Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Shira Malos, I'm sorry, Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130, our final capital. Shira Malos, Mimamakim Kerasicha Adonoi. Adonoi Shema Bekoli, Tiena aznecha kashuvos lekol tachnunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo, Adonoi mi yamod. Ki imecho haslicha, v'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonoi kivsa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonoi mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi ki im Adonoi hacheset varbe imoftus. Who yivdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. The Mishaberach. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aharon David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. Ba'avur, shemispalnem bavuram, bischarzeh kadosh baruch hu yimaleh rachmim aleihem, lachlimam urraposam, lachzikam liachosam, vishlach lehem merera refuah shlema mershamayim, v'chol evareihem, v'chol gideihem, sof sha'ar cholei Yisrael, fuas ha'nefesh, refuas ha'guf, hashta bagala uzvan kariv, benomar amei. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara uveshivya, haomedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziei mitzara lirvacha, umeafela leora, umeshibud ligula, hashta bagala uvizman kariv, benomar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Epstein, as we transition into the next segment of our call, which I believe was introduced very soon after we had you on. So let's start with our first question, the most important one. How are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, taking it day by day as the way that we need to, with all of the chaos that surrounds us in so many ways. It is the daily responsibilities and obligations that we look forward to fulfilling and keeps us active and moving forward.
Certainly so, and we're happy to hear. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community overall?
Sure. Congregation Sons of Israel is the oldest continuing functioning congregation in southern New Jersey. We're located about 10 minutes from Philadelphia, with Camden in between, which the community is an outgrowth of Camden from several generations ago, from Vineland, from Philadelphia, and most recently from all over the United States. It's a wonderful community that has a bit of an out-of-town flavor with the closeness of in-town amenities. We've got a day school. We've got a yeshiva gedola. We have a kollel. We have some restaurants. And we've got four Orthodox synagogues amidst an entire Jewish community. And the shul itself has been functioning for over 130 years. And over the last 20, I've been able to see the growth and the rise and the warmth. And it's a wonderful place to visit, a wonderful place to live.
Amazing. And I've had the privilege to visit Cherry Hill. It's been a number of years, but always hearing incredible things. Our last question for today, Rabbi Epstein, with the world changing so much as a result of the pandemic, change is and will really continue to be everywhere. As we look forward, in Mir Tashem, please God, hopefully soon, to a post-COVID-19 world, exciting news coming yesterday, cautiously, but at least of potential positive feedback from the trials for a vaccine. We'll have to see where that goes. But at least for the time being, what communal changes do you anticipate for your and really the broader Jewish community?
So I think that Zoom has become a household name, and virtual programming is here to stay. In the Orthodox world, it's here for shiurim. It's here for social opportunities, but we won't be limited to it. But I don't think it's going to go away. I think that when the pandemic lifts, on one hand, there'll be a breath of fresh air and there'll be a new fresh start that many times people wish they had the opportunity, and here they will be given. But I also think that many have gotten used to not coming as often as they were coming to shul. And therefore, it's an opportunity for a fresh start, but it'll also be an opportunity to try to create the inviting atmosphere that people are going to come back and stay coming back.
Absolutely, and we truly hope that when the pandemic ends, or even prior to it, that people recognize the importance of being part of shul, not only just for davening, but the coming together as a community, as a communal family, and as well as all of these social interactions. And we, as great as it is to see so many people back in shul, we're still missing so many, whether it's the children, those who are older, those who might have compromised immune systems. So we certainly look forward to having everyone back, and it's a shame it should be soon. Rabbi Epstein, thank you so much for being on the call today again and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world. And our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you, for you and are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good, and may their b'lunesh olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We go across the country for words of inspiration from Rabbi Donnie Locker, who's actually the NCSY Director of Juniors Programming in Las Vegas, Nevada. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.